Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Roseanne Cash's new album was inspired by her southern travels in the Mississippi Valley. The album is called The River and the Thread. The travels began when she visited the Arkansas home where her father, Johnny Cash, grew up during the Great Depression. The Roseanne Cash Band will be performing tomorrow night at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie at 8 p.m. We always treasure time talking with Roseanne Cash about her new music, the new album, and her gig tomorrow night. Roseanne Cash, always a blast having you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Joe. My pleasure.
So nice to have you here and have you back in the region. Have you enjoyed being out on the road with this music?
I have. I mean, we've been doing the album in sequence live, which is something I've always wanted to do. And that's been thrilling, and audiences seem to respond to it. And, you know, a song just changes over time, so it's been satisfying to go deep into these songs and let them uncover themselves in performance.
Talk a little bit about what doing it in sequence buys you, because it's as you intended it. It's as you intended the listener to hear your album, which is further muddied by the way music is distributed now.
Right. Well, it's an incredibly old-fashioned thing to do, to make a concept album and expect people to play it in sequence. But I found that my audience does. They're interested in that. In fact, I put something on Twitter when we were sequencing the album, and we were obsessing over it, and we did 40 optional sequences, and I just put on Twitter, why am I doing this? Nobody cares anymore. And immediately I got 100 responses. I care, I care, I care. So they do care, and performing it in sequence has been, there's a single narrative over it, you know, and it feels like a landscape is laid out. And I just love that. The audience seems to like it, too.
When do you know, or do you ever really know, that you have it right in the sense of that this is the sequence? And I assume you're at a point now where you can't imagine it any other way.
Yeah, I can't imagine it any other way. But I don't know. It's a matter of just trying things and instinct and arguing, you know, till you finally compromise and get something that feels right. You know, then it's such an arcane thing, it seems like. I mean, I'm a little self-conscious even talking about it because, like I said, it's the most old-fashioned thing you could do.
So tell us a little bit about how this started with a place and started in Arkansas and with Arkansas State University and how that all came about.
Well, Arkansas State University contacted my family and said they wanted to purchase my dad's boyhood home and restore it. And it's part of a New Deal era colony, and they wanted to restore the whole colony, in fact, and create a music heritage site and this place that also showed something of what the New Deal was about. This resettlement community was part of the WPA. So I don't get involved with Johnny Cash projects. I get a lot of offers, but this one really captured my heart. And I just thought, not only would my dad love this, but my kids need to know about this, that this is where their ancestors come from. So I got involved. I started going down to do fundraising. At the same time, I was going to Alabama to visit my friend. And it was just a perfect storm of heart-opening events that we kept going back to the Delta and started writing these songs. And then at some point realized we were writing an entire album about the South.
You and your husband.
Yes, John Leventhal.
John Leventhal. And you do this as it becomes a road trip album, and it has that feel, which gets back to the sequencing, because I assume you wanted that feel of one stop after the other.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely a journey, and then a landscape that's kind of laid out before you, both inner and outer, you know. But it's peoples with characters, too. That's one thing that we talked about in the beginning, and John was really encouraged me to write third-person lyrics. I wrote the lyrics, he wrote the music. And you know, to get out of my own feelings. He kept saying, don't write about your feelings, write about characters. And that was great for me. I loved doing that. So there are a lot of couples on this album, too. I didn't even notice until after it was finished. Wow. Real couples, imaginary couples, Civil War couple.
And that seems right, given that it's a couple making this music.
Yeah, right. Context mirroring content, and vice versa.
Is it still a strong connection to your father? I mean, is that the baseline, or is that too easy to say?
No, that's too easy. And I think that it's tempting for people to, because my father is such an iconic figure, to want to connect what I do to him somehow. But, you know, I'm a middle-aged woman who's been making records for 35 years.
Right.
I separated from my parents a long time ago.
But there does seem to be a sense of looking into, because you're talking about a boyhood home.
Yeah. That's only in one song, though. That's in
right.
The song, The Sunken Lands. And truthfully, that song is about my grandmother, Carrie, my dad's mother.
But is there an exploration quality, and not just with your father, as you say, with your entire family, an exploration quality of the movement of the music and of the family?
Yeah, and you know, I think that is something people in midlife do, is you want to know where you come from, who you're connected to, what it means in your life, what you're going to pass on to your own children. I mean, that's not something you do in your 20s. You don't care about that.
Right.
But in midlife, it becomes powerful. So, you know, added to those questions and feelings and about my own genealogy, there's also a musical ancestry, too, for me. You know, what am I connected to? How am I connected to the Delta and to the legacy my dad left? And, you know, an even wider expanse to Delta blues and Southern gospel and Appalachian music. Where does that all fit in with me?
And the thing of being a, you know, middle-aged guy myself, and while my parents have passed, and you have all of these questions, and you want to explore where you come from, but the people that are there to ask are often gone.
I know. It's just heart-wrenching, isn't it?
So
you wish that you had asked.
So you start writing the narrative yourself a bit.
Right. Right. You get as much factual information as you can, and then you take poetic license, or that's what I've done.
And that's important for you, for your family, and for your kids, I assume.
Yeah. And ultimately, you know, this raw material that we're talking about, this is what I create music with and lyrics. And in a larger sense, art. And I think in some ways, every artist uses their own life. Yeah, how could you not? You can't just create from what you see on television. How can you not use your own life?
In the performing of the music and going from town to town, as I mentioned, you'll be at the Bardavon on Saturday night with a band that now is a very cohesive unit, right?
Yeah.
You are one, really.
That's right.
When do you know that has congealed and is at the point where it's where you want it?
When we anticipate each other's next move, when there's just this fluidity and connection, and, you know, that's in the realm of mystery. You can't pin that down. But you're right. I mean, I just had this moment the other night, you know, in the middle of a song, thinking, I'm at the front of this great band, and I'm part of them, and this is what I've always wanted to do. Aren't I lucky?
Well, you will be performing with that band tomorrow night at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, New York. People can find out more information about the performance by going to bardavon.org. It's at 8 o'clock. The Roseanne Cash Band, the brand new album is out as well. Roseanne Cash, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much, and it'll be great to have you at the Bardavon tomorrow night.
Thank you, Joe. Pleasure to be on your program again.
Thank you so much. Again, Roseanne Cash will be at the Bardavon tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to bardavon.org, bardavon.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.